Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hello, 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 inspired listeners all around the globe. Welcome to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on Om Times Radio. It's going to be a very fun Wisdom Wednesday as we open up the phone lines, we open up our Facebook page to take your questions, have some spiritual conversations, have a spiritual chat. We like to do this at least once a month if the schedule allows, and we just want to thank you for taking the time today to hang out with us. If it's your lunch break, if you're sitting down to dinner, or if you're just catching one of our podcasts as we move into our third season, we have a lot of fun here on Inspired Living Radio, and we like to say that you are the inspired and the inspiration for what we do. I'm your co-host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector here in Seattle, Washington. If you want to learn about the work that I'm doing here in the Pacific Northwest, if you want to do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual gold, get on a spiritual hike, do a little psychic or mediumship reading, please visit my site at marklanehart.com. You can also internet search The Intuitive Prospector. I would love to work with you. If you want to call in today, Kim's going to be going over the call-in line for us here in just a second. But if you have a burning question on guidance, on healing, on spirituality, on mediumship, we're going to be answering your questions. So get ready to write down this number. But before I do that, I want to bring my co-host on all the way across the United States in lovely Richmond, Virginia, Kim Falcon, founder of Love First. Hi, Kim.
Hey there, Mark, and good afternoon, inspired listeners. This is great to be here again today, every week with you on Wisdom Wednesdays. And as Mark said, we've got a great show ahead of us today. I really enjoy these shows, Mark, that we do together where we get to connect more directly with our audience and take their questions and do some readings. And it's just, I think it's fun, and I enjoy it. So I'm looking forward to what this next hour holds for us. As Mark mentioned, I will be going through the call-in line numbers where you can call in live with your questions. Of course, you can always reach us on social media, but if you'd like to call in live, you can do that at 202-570-7057, or you can also interact with us on social media under Facebook, Inspired Living Radio, Twitter the same, and Instagram. Inspired for Us, Google Plus, Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And you can learn more about just weekly posts that we put up of who's going to be coming on the show, what each one of us may be up to in the Northwest, up in Seattle and out here in Virginia. And you can also listen to all of our archives on Om Times Radio, Podbean, SoundCloud, MarkLanehart.com, LoveFirst.info, YouTube, and iTunes. So there's really, I don't know, Mark, I don't think there's a place out there that you can't find us, which is a great thing because we want to make sure that we are easily accessible to our community. We've done so many shows with so many great guests from various backgrounds, and you can listen to the podcast again. You can, just use this platform as a place to learn and be inspired. Speaking of inspiration, this month, for the month of March, our inspired affirmation is, I surrender my ego to my higher self. And boy, do we need to repeat that over and over and over again. It's not an easy thing to do. It takes a lifetime of learning for some of us. If you'd like to learn more about the work that I'm doing, you can find me at lovefirst.info. Just reach out and connect. I'd love to hear from you. Again, that's loveifirst.info. Mark,
awesome.
It's just us today, huh?
It's just the two of us, and we I love doing these shows because we get so busy, and our schedule is already booked up for the radio show. We're booked up until the middle of July, guys.
Yes.
So we've already got guests that are scheduled, you know, months in advance. We work with PR firms all around the world. And so it's nice that Kim and I decided that we wanted to at least once a month try to get together, take calls, connect with you, the inspired listener. And we have an inspired listening community all around the world. So we're very honored and humbled that you would hang out with us and follow us on social media and interact with the show. And I do want to point out one of the inspired listeners sent me a message right before we went on the air asking if the show was only available in the United States. The show itself is international. You can access it through the internet. It's an internet-based show from any device anywhere in the world or most places in the world. I've got a friend that's down in Bora Bora, so I'm not sure that she'll actually be able to pull it up from Bora Bora. But the call-in line, the 202-570-7057, is for callers in the United States only, and that's why we have our closed Facebook page of Inspired Living Radio, where you can actually post your question from anywhere around the world, and we'll bring that question live to air. So there's two ways to get a hold of us today in the United States, through the call-in line or through social media on our Facebook page, which is called Inspired Living Radio. It is a closed page, so you have to ask to join to be an inspired listener, and of course we'll approve you, have you come on board, and we're about getting close to 1,200 strong inspired listeners.
Yes, that is exciting. And wow, okay, Bora Bora, wow.
she's
bad
posting
life out there.
She's posting pictures. She has one of those huts that's on the water, that sits out right on that turquoise blue water. And I, you know, maybe they do have Wi-Fi down there. I doubt that she's listening to us today because she's enjoying. She's already in the future. It's tomorrow down there. But just kind of that's where my mindset was as I was saying that. But if you want to call in, please do so. We're going to open up the phone lines right now. We're going to be monitoring the Facebook page and the call-in line. And if we don't get any callers, Kim, this is where you and I just have a spiritual chat, talk about what's going on in the world, kind of just see where the spirit world takes us as far as the conversation. I like doing spirit chat, inspirational speaking, and just kind of being open to the direction of the spirit world. I'm just looking at the message that I had. Yeah, she was just asking if the call-in line or if we were just a local show in the United States, and I was just letting her know that we're an international show and that she can post a question. So what is going on in your world, Kim? What's new?
Well, I tell you, Mark, every single day it's like being in a classroom out here. Every moment of every day, that's what becomes clearer and clearer to me as I go down my own path of, I don't know, awareness, ascension, spiritual stuff. It's like I'm just learning a lot out here, and I am, you know, as we learn and as we evolve ourselves, then our work evolves along with that. And I'm noticing that my work is evolving as I evolve with the clients that I'm working with now. And also it's always just a very interesting kind of dynamic that happens, but the clients that'll come through will kind of mirror where it is you are on your path. So what it is I'm able to support my clients with now, through my own evolution, I've got clients that are coming to me that are receptive to the newness of of what's happening with me and how I can support them. I don't know if I make sense or not, but it's just been a very interesting experience that I've noticed just recently for myself. And I'll just say one other thing too, Mark. It's energetically, I feel it's really tightening up out there. Like the reins are not loosening. It's like the reins are getting tighter. Energetically, this is how it feels to me. And I see this happening in the people that I'm working with and the people around me, in that things are changing. Things mm-hmm. are definitely changing. And people are being called to live their life now from a higher perspective, a higher level. That the old ways of being aren't really working anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's going to continue to tighten up, as I understand it, and just energetically how it feels. And so, you know, we're being called to live from the highest place within ourselves and the highest level of integrity and kindness and respect for one another and for ourselves. So all these things are happening. And I just feel like the reins are tightening. So we're not going to be able to get away with what it was we used to be able to do. And if mm-hmm. you choose otherwise, then, you know, I'm feeling like it's going to be more and more difficult. Life's going to become more and more difficult. So anyways, that's what I'm feeling out here, Mark. I don't know if you're seeing that out there in Seattle too, or feeling that energetically, but.
Yeah, energetically it feels, you're right. There's, you know, and sometimes there's a big shift that takes place consciously with people. And I do feel energetically and the vibration has changed, and the tolerance of things is, you know, I see it when I ride the bus into work, and I see it on the bus a lot with the tolerance or lack thereof of people not putting up with, you know, certain behaviors and knowing that your words matter and you know, and everything is so real time now as you are, you know, getting your news or things are happening via social media, we're just surrounded by a lot more information. And I think that plays on our energy and our frequency of vibration of life. And it's, for me, when I'm feeling like that, that's even more of a warning for me to get out into nature, to get out away from the city. You know, when you're in a city, there's a lot of cement, there's a lot of buildings, and you don't have a big connection to nature. And so when I'm feeling like that, or I'm seeing, you know, and we're also in, you know, Mercury just went into retrograde too. For those of you that don't know what Mercury in retrograde means, I would suggest looking it up through the Farmer's Almanac, which dates back a few hundred years here. And it's just it's a period where, you know, the communications tend to be disrupted, technology tends to be disrupted. Hopefully we'll stay on the air here and we don't get disconnected. But it's also just everything's a little wonky, as I like to say. And so when I feel that way, Kim, I make a choice, a conscious effort to kind of disconnect from it all. I like to say, take the time to disconnect and make time to reconnect. And that's by getting out in nature. And that really helps me, especially during any kind of big lunar cycles, full moon cycles and Mercury retrograde. And last year we had some big events where we had the eclipse, we had a blue moon, we had a super moon, we had a red moon, we had an eclipse, a blue moon, and Mercury retrograde. So there's, you know, when you pay attention to your external environment, it can really kind of tell you where you're at on your journey and how you change. Like you were talking about, Kim, some of the work that you're doing is changing for you. And I think in spirituality, I think that's part of the path is your work is always evolving and changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I also want to just add to your comment, Mark, on the importance of nature, because mm-hmm. That's why being here in Virginia this last year has been so important for me, because I'm so much closer to nature than in Los Angeles. You know, if I look out at my backyard, I've got all kinds of trees, and the animals here just seem to just really just come alive. And it's been an interesting experience. It's much different than coming from the big city. And you come to really appreciate that aspect of the environment, because that's really where purity, and balance and harmony reside. And the more you spend time in nature, the happier you'll be, the clearer you'll be, the more connected to truth you are, all kinds of things. So in the mornings, I like to take a walk around my neighborhood, And I just, for those of you who have followed me on Facebook, you'll see all just the pictures of the trees and the sky and the flowers that I post. My neighbors probably think I'm, the crazy lady. There she goes taking pictures of the flowers in my yard again. But you really come to appreciate that. This morning I was on my walk and I had a little bit of a hectic morning. And all I could hear were the birds singing around me, and they were so active and playful. They were sitting on the tops of the rooftops of the homes, calling back and forth to each other and playing and flying and up in the trees. And it was like, and I'll tell you, I forgot about every hectic aspect of my morning. It was like nature and the animals can really pull you into to center again. And I got so much joy from just hearing how happy they were. I mean, it was like this big social community out in the neighborhood of birds, just interacting with each other, having fun. But I want to really stress the importance of that. And they say that nature will teach you everything it is you need to know, and I truly believe that. And I'll say too, Virginia's known for trees, and I've never seen so many trees. However, I feel though, sometimes it's hard for me to see this because I feel like they'll just plummet trees down here like nothing and just build. And the next, one day you're driving by and it's like a whole chunk of trees have been plummeted down. And all kinds of development are starting to take shape here. And I know that we got to expand as more people come, people need homes or whatever. Oh goodness, here we go, our first break already. Well, on that note, we'll be back in 2 minutes. And stay with us. This is our together. Whatever it is you guys want to talk about, or call in with questions, we'll be back in 2 minutes.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LoveFirst.info for more information.
I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
We Welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim, and this very special Wisdom Wednesday here that's all for you, our Inspired community. Whatever
it is
you'd like to talk about today or call in with your questions, we were happy to assist. But anyways, Mark, as I was saying before I went to break here, it's like sometimes you know, I feel like people don't pay attention to their surroundings. And so, you know, people are very busy with their own lives. And kind of the human way of being is that if it doesn't affect, their, you know, people's lives directly, it's hard to get their attention. So, you know, the plummeting down of trees may not be something that people really pay attention to much out here. And the farther and farther you get away from nature, the more difficult it becomes.
Yeah, it really does, especially if they're looking in their phone. Everybody seems, like I said, when I get on the bus, you know, Eckhart Tolle talked about the greatest awareness is the greatest agent for change if you want to change something in your life. And I'm always observing and I'm watching people on the bus. And it's amazing how many people are just locked into their phones. They don't pay attention to their surroundings. Nobody smiles at one another anymore. You know, people are wearing their headphones. So, you know, even just communication, it's very interesting to watch. It's a little sad at times for me because I think, you know, if we just took the time to smile more at strangers or we took the time to say hello and, you know, and I'm not saying that's everywhere, but in the big cities, everybody's in such a hurry to get someplace, where, you know, when you're out in nature, kind of like, you know, it was a good example of what you're saying, Kim, about your morning started off a little rough and the birds, you know, the birds reminded you just to, you know, take a walk and laugh and just kind of hang out and change your energy and change your mind, you know, your way of thinking and probably put a smile on your face. And what was happening this morning probably kind of took a back seat based on that experience. And that's the power of nature. I always tell my clients or when we're talking that nature is our greatest teacher, it's our greatest healer. And, you know, nature seems to always get it done in its own time. And there's, you know, it's in no rush. That's us as humans.
Yeah, isn't that the truth, Mark? You know, my mornings are so important to me, these morning walks, because I will, you know, I'm out there smiling, looking at the birds, watching the deer when I see them, taking pictures, talking to myself. I mean, they really must think I'm the crazy lady in the neighborhood. But what I notice too is if I leave my home kind of with some questions of questions, like I'm not sure what to do in certain areas of my life or just questions, I come back home. By the time I get home, I've got the answers.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
So it's great. I get so... And, you know, nature can inspire so much in us and creativity. I get all kinds of ideas walking outside, all kinds of ideas, and things become clearer to me. Like just also life lessons, too. You know, something might pop in my head. I go, oh, my gosh, that's why that happened. Wow. You know, so I'm learning every morning just on my walk. So, you know, oftentimes we hear people say, get out in nature, get out in nature, but there's a lot of truth in that.
Yeah, there really is. It just getting outside, like you said, you don't even have to go out into nature, the mountains. You know, some people think when we say nature that you have to head up into the mountains, and just getting outside and being surrounded by, you know, grass and the bushes and the trees and the birds and taking in that fresh air can be a lot to change that vibration, that way of thinking a lot of times. And I find that meditation out in nature, which is a form of meditation, just walking is a form of meditation, and having that relationship with nature can really change my mindset and my energy and my frequency and my vibration to even how I'm feeling, especially, you know, right now with us being in Mercury retrograde. I was talking about this on my Monday show, Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, over on the Om Times Institute page, talking about kind of the do's and don'ts when you're in Mercury retrograde and what to pay attention to. And if you look at the word retrograde, I always like to look at words. The R-E, the prefix of R-E, means, if you break down the root word, means again. So in retrograde, it's a reminder for me to have things that have the R-E in front of it. For example, reconnect, redo, recall, re-say, refresh, revise, reassess. and do this until Mercury retrograde ends, which is April 15th. So we've still got a few more weeks that we've got to go through this. But every time I see that word, I use that as a reminder just to reconnect with myself and nature. And it can be very therapeutic, especially if you're dealing with a problem or if you're working on a project. It can bring a lot of insightfulness. It can also help with your healing and bring you a lot more peace.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the most beautiful things about it and my own journey here and just kind of where I am on my own, quote-unquote, spiritual path, whatever, is that the more you connect with nature, the more it'll connect with you. And you will, the animals, you pay attention to the animals, and the animals will make their presence known. Mm-hmm. And so now every time like an animal crosses my path or there's something significant about, you know, my encounter with one, you look it up and you look up the spiritual meaning of that animal and you see, oh my gosh, they are working with us and they are supporting us. Their energy is supporting us. So it's a pretty incredible experience. And that too is when you're on a path of ascension, you're raising your consciousness, you start to feel that connection to everything. Mm-hmm. And that separation that we hold within ourselves starts to go, and you understand the connection between you and all that is, including nature and the animals. I say maybe last year or so, Mark, we had the gentleman who, Stephen Farmer, I think his name is, who specializes in the animals, and the spiritual
meaning. Animal spirit guides.
Yeah, the spirit guides, yeah. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. If you pay attention, you will notice these things, and the animals will make their presence known. And you'll notice that the meaning that they carry behind them will have significance in whatever it is you're going through at that time. Like for me, for example, the hawk is very instrumental for me. And anytime I see the hawk, because the hawk, like the meaning behind the hawk is that they fly really high, really, really high. Their eyesight is very, they've got very keen eyesight, and they're able to fly above it all. And so that, in terms of the spiritual support that they offer, they will help you rise above whatever situation is at hand so you can see it from a place of truth and a clear perspective. And every time the hawk makes itself known for me, I know something's about to go down. Something's going down. But you know, it's not negative. It's just there's going to be something that comes up, a situation or a person that crosses my path where I'm going to have to see things from a higher level. But it helps the hawk helps you do that with clarity too. So you don't get bogged down with all the unnecessary clutter that, you know, anytime the human mind gets involved, that's what you'll get is clutter. So it helps you break through all of that. Everything becomes very clear. You see the significance behind the meaning of whatever it is you're going through. So that's just an example. Kind of cool that the animals interact with us in that way. So Mark, we have a question here that's come up. And this is, the question is, Kim, how did you start on your mediumship ascension path? What did you feel or sense? How did it come about? And the same question for Mark, how does it all start to happen? So Mark, I'll let you take that first. How's that?
Yeah, so that is from Paula, it looks like in Florida. So giving her an inspired listening shout out. Thank you so much, Paula, for your question.
Thank you, Paula.
Really good question. But before I get into that, I just wanted to just tie into what you're saying about the animal world as being that higher perspective of the hawk. And when we see animals, it is a reminder, you know, look it up. If you know, for our listeners out there, if you see an animal that's very specific for you, and I see this in mediumship all the time, where animals can come through as a representation from their loved ones, as a reminder in the physical world that they're still very close to us, whether it's a ladybug, a hummingbird, a butterfly, a hawk. And, you know, in this case for Kim, it's having that observation, that higher perspective of not necessarily being as reactive and kind of soaring above it all, right? And, you know, one of the reasons I love doing radio is we get to learn so much from our amazing guests that we have the last three seasons of Inspired Living Radio. And Dr. Stephen Farmer, who has a PhD, you know, shared that information. I didn't really know much about animals. And that was in our first season, I believe, Kim, when he came on the show. And ever since then, now I totally look at animals. I look at the interaction of animals. I look at the interaction of nature. What are the signs, symbols, and the synchronistic events? And also, just want to remind our inspired listeners, your mindset can change. You always have the freedom to choose to be optimistic or pessimistic. And I found when I get out in nature, my mindset goes from that pessimistic mind clutter to that optimistic format, I guess. And that's the power of nature. So let me jump into Paula's question. And, you know, it's interesting because she said about the ascension path. And I know last week, Kim, you were supposed to do a solo show on your own ascension path. And I know that you're going to be doing that here later in the next few months, having a solo show talking about the ascension path. But for me, for mediumship, I really, Paula, had no interest in doing spirituality or mediumship, to be honest with you. And for our inspired listeners, you can always check out my story as well at marklanehart.com. I've wrote about this on my own journey, my own soul adventure. And it was through great tragedies that really opened my eyes. I'd been around death and dying for several years, being in the Coast Guard, being a professional firefighter, EMT. So I'd been around death and dying. And then I started to have more personal experiences within my family. I was with my grandma when she transitioned in the spirit world. That was my first personal experience. And then, you know, tragedies of my brother being murdered and my older brother being diagnosed with terminal brain cancer all within the same week. And that for me was a big shift where I started looking at the ascension path, I guess, you know, kind of just shot out of a rocket, I guess. I really didn't think about spiritualism too much. I was raised in a religious family, but I didn't really think about, you know, my own death and dying. I didn't think about other people's death and dying. I just kind of did the job. And when it became personal for me, that's when my ascension really started to change. And I started to take off and really start to ask a lot of questions. And that's part of your awareness, too. When you become self-aware, you start to connect to your higher self. You start to ask the who's, the why's, the where's, the how's. And for me, I wanted to reconnect with my brothers, and that was where the path of mediumship first started to open up. And it was a very interesting journey for me because I thought it was kind of interesting work. I didn't know that I would be actually, you know, years later be doing the work of a medium or even be talking about it on a live show broadcast all around the world. But my ascension path for me came through great tragedy, what caused a transformation, which now for me is very triumph in the fact that I love doing this work. I love helping people. I love doing mediumship. I love spirituality. I love writing about it. And I love talking about it on the air now. And I love doing a mediumship demonstration and being able to bring through, you know, a person's loved one, whether it's representation of the animal world, and they might get an animal sign or they may get a story or a song. It's very powerful stuff. And it allowed me to reconnect with my brothers and many other family members and friends through that power of the ascension path of awareness and intuition and development. You know, mediumship is a vocation. Some people talk about being naturally born with it. I think it is in my DNA because it does run in my family. I just didn't become self-aware of my ascension path till I was about 27 years of age. And then ever since then, it's been, you know, onward and upward, as they say. So how does it start to happen? I think the awareness, whether it's through tragedy or whether through a shakening, usually in my experiences, Kim, and I'll let you jump in here as well. For me, a shakening causes the awakening, and that usually leads us to start exploring the higher self, the ascension path for the bigger questions that we all have, and it's different for all of us. But for me, I like to say the shakening caused my awakening.
Yes, well, that does seem to be the underlying kind of foundation by which people end up on the path is there's got to be, because the human mind will grasp on to the way it's been doing things. Because human beings don't like change.
Yeah, that's true.
And humans don't like situations that are uncomfortable, that come from the unknown or change. And so they'll continue to just live life the way they've been living life. So the only way that, you know, we'll change course, so to speak, is if something big enough happens in our experience that gets us to stop and take a look, because we at that point we really have no choice, you know. That's oftentimes what will happen, is that our soul will just divinely orchestrate a situation, whether it's a breakup, a disease, a soul connection, a loss of everything, you know, something pretty big that will is big enough to get your attention, because you have no choice at that point but to pay attention. So, and that's usually, you know, that's that there's something that comes in and triggers you in that way. And then all of a sudden, life changes from the way you knew it to a whole new way of understanding. And it's never the same again. And your understanding continues to evolve and change as you evolve and change through what it is you're learning along the way. But it's never kind of the same thing all the time anymore, standard or status quo, really. Life is going to be constantly changing from that point forward. You're stepping out of the humdrum and the norm, so to speak, of what you were used to. Because people, you know, we can get ourselves in, you know, how do you say it? Just like a normal schedule of operating, you know, every day is the same in and the same out. And it's not like you can't. Yes, that's what it's not like you can't have moments of like that on, you know, moments like that on the spiritual path, but it's like that trigger in you, it opens you up. What happens is there's an expansion there. So you begin to expand, and as you expand, nothing stays the same. Nothing stays the same. It never was before, but I think it's like this awareness within you. Now you're aware of things that you weren't aware of before. And there you go. It's our second.
Just like we're aware of the commercial.
There we go. We'll be back in 2 minutes, and Paul, I'll continue to answer your question when we return. So stay with us.
Edge of Conscious Radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. So just as a continuation here, Paula, to your question, basically, for me, what put me on this path was a heartache and heartbreak, okay? Oh, goodness, I don't know why my soul chose that for me, but that here I am, and that's what the experiences have been for me. So that's what put me on this path, and that's what opened me up to where I am today initially. So that was the first kind of step that put me on this spiritual path. Because it led me to ask the questions, you know, why did this breakup happen? And if you'd like to check out the previous show that I did on spiritual awakening, I talked through that whole process. That was like stage one of my journey.
I started,
you know, meditation, and then it was through meditation that, you know, the psychic and mediumship abilities came about. And so there I was, you know, just going down my path. I left the corporate world to do this work full time because this is what I was being told in meditation. And plus all the doors started closing me in the corporate world anyway. So guess what? I really didn't even have a choice. It wasn't even a choice. I thought it was. I was out there interviewing and all the doors started closing and this is the path my soul chose for me. And you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. Now, about 2 years ago, I had another scenario come up that triggered the ascension part of my journey. So this is now part two that I'm currently in, 10 years later. Mm-hmm. So that really put me kind of on the fast track of opening up and expansion. And as Mark said, I was going to do a show last week on that specifically, but there was a change in plan, so I'll probably be doing it in May. But that experience, it's like just when I thought I kind of had a handle on things, I understood my journey, no, absolutely not. Everything I thought I knew from phase one is no longer the case anymore. So on phase two, it's like starting all over again almost, because all of the constructs that were within me, the programs, the things that I thought I knew, it turns out I didn't know. So you start over again. You start from scratch, or you build on it. But that's kind of what the journey is about. It's a constant state of expansion, mm-hmm. to the extent that you're open and receptive to it. For me, my soul, everything is about higher consciousness. Like that comes first, not the psychic mediumship, energy healing, talk show, co-host. All of that stuff is down the list. For my soul, it's higher consciousness. So that is what I'm finding that my readings now are becoming more and more of, just geared specifically to that. So the clients that are coming to me now have an interest in that. It's no longer the, you know, am I going to go on a date again with this person? It's the level of conversation elevates a bit from that. And listen, I was there too. I've spent many, you know, many dollars on psychics telling me if I was going to go out on another date with somebody. But, you know, as you move down that path, as you move down your path, your conversations change. That's the beauty of your soul's evolution. So anyways, I will be talking more about that, but there's no way I can even describe what my life has been like in the last two years in just the few minutes that we have. So that's just kind of an introduction. I hope that helps you, Paul. If there's other questions that you have, feel free to share, and we'll get to them as we can. So, Mark, I understand there's another another question that's coming.
Yeah, there's another question. Just want to remind our listeners, if you do want to call in, the phone lines are open, 202-570-7057. You can join our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio. Become an Inspired Listener. Post your question there. If you are outside the United States, that's the best place to do it. We do have another question, but before we get to that question, and this hour goes by so quick.
It does.
I think a big part of your ascension as well is the move. I mean, you literally went from LA area on the West Coast to Richmond, Virginia area, surrounded by nature. Now, I know you had nature out in Encino, where your other
not really, coastal. Mark.
But,
not really.
I mean, you had trees and stuff, but not to the degree that you have there in Richmond, Virginia. And I think that also, you got to look at your environment too. And that would be a reminder for our Inspired listeners. Look at your environment, which you surround yourself, and what is your energy, your human energy feel that you're giving off? What are you absorbing as well? And I think that changes your mindset. I think it changes. I feel that it changes your work, and your spiritual path and spiritual work is always constantly changing. And that's why the spiritual symbol is the spiral, because we go in a spiral. It's never a straight course, right? It's always rotating. It's always going in a circle. But at the end, it's always pointing you to a new beginning, a new direction, a new way of thinking. It reminds me this weekend, real quick, about the struggling butterfly. Somebody had talked about this in inspirational speaking this weekend when we were talking. And it's the story of the guy that sees the butterfly trying to get out of its cocoon. And in doing so, he pulls the butterfly from the cocoon because he sees that it's struggling tremendously, struggling. But what he doesn't realize is he's not actually helping the butterfly. He's actually hurting the butterfly, because it's through our struggles that we actually build our wings, and the wings allow us to fly. And by pulling the butterfly out too quickly, it didn't have a chance to struggle within the cocoon to build its wings up so it could actually fly and get off the ground. So when he pulled it out of the cocoon, it just stayed on the ground because it never grew the wings to fly. And that's, for a lot of us, that is the spiritual path of that struggle, where we're trying to get our wings to grow bigger so we can fly. We can be like the hawk. We can, you know, have that higher perspective. But there is a lot of struggle that does take place with that. So
isn't that – I want to add to that, Mark, because, you know, going down this path, it brings you to the greatest peace and love and joy you'll find, which is actually all – that's all within you. So it's not that you find that outside of you. Everything that you that you need is going to be within you. That's why we're always on this path directed back to ourselves. But, it's a commitment. It's a real commitment. And there are varying degrees of commitment when you come on this path. Depends on – everybody is different, and what everyone's soul set out to do in this lifetime is different. But, you know, if you're fully, you know, committed to this life, because it's a lifestyle. You know, I think people look at, oh, wouldn't it be fun to be a psychic and get to tell, you know.
It
gives you joy to be able to be of service. That's where the joy comes from, is being of service. But let me tell you, it's not an easy path. It's got its own challenges, because those challenges actually are within you. So that's what this path is about. It's about going deep inside and working through what needs to be worked through. And that in and of itself is a full-time job. So it's just not like, you know, oh, I'm a psychic medium, and that's where it stops. You know, when you're on this journey, it's a real commitment to a certain lifestyle. Yeah. A lifestyle.
The only way out is in, and it's a marathon, not a sprint on your spiritual journey. So Right. Speaking of in marathon, I wanted to just say, you know, this is a we love doing this open format show, talking to our inspired listeners. And again, thank you to our inspired listeners for asking your questions. You know, we don't get the opportunity, like we won't have the opportunity in April because we're already booked out. But we have some great shows coming up about an author with the book talking about 40 Things I Wish I Would Have Told My Kids. We got an author coming on talking about the spiritual foundations of the ninja. And yes, that is the ninja, like what you see in the movies. Next week, we've got a Kundalini yoga teacher that's world renowned and a professional opera singer. So, you know, we've got some great shows coming up all the way moving into the month of July. So you're going to want to, you know, get on the page for Inspired Living Radio, subscribe to our news feed, subscribe to our encore shows on iTunes and YouTube, because there's going to be even better shows coming up. And we have a really fun time doing it. So let me get to our second question just for the sake of time. So, Kim, this is for you. This is from Lucy up in Canada. Give her a big Inspired Listener
Lucy.
Shout out. She's asking about hypnotherapy, and I know your background is in hypnotherapy. And she's asking, is hypnotherapy appropriate for teenagers? She wants to know if you have a feel for what block or difficulty she is having with her 15-year-old son when it comes to school. It just doesn't feel like it's a school issue. And would hypnotherapy be a modality that would be able to help out her son?
Yeah, without even knowing your son's name, Lucy, I'm getting that he has some fear around performance and how he performs in the world. So this is going to extend beyond just beyond school, but just life in general. You're probably just seeing it play out in school right now. And yes, performance. You know, I'm feeling this is like a spiritual issue too, something at the soul level. But yes, when it comes to performance, you can definitely use hypnosis to help with that. People use hypnosis to take exams and improve their golf game and all kinds of things, speaking more easily in front of crowds. You know, those all kind of fall under the performance category. So yes, there can be that can definitely help him. But just on an intuitive psychic level, I'm feeling that's where some of the challenges are coming from within him, how he sees himself in the world. And how capable his own capabilities he is questioning or he's unsure of. So yes, you could use hypnosis to build how he feels about himself up. And it can be used on teenagers. Now, I just want to say this on a psychic level. I feel like if his father were to step in and really encourage him and show his support of him, showing up to things that he might be at events or like sporting games or, you know, things like that he might be a part of, if his father could be a part of those experiences, along with verbally acknowledging how capable he is and how much he believes in him and those kinds of things, I feel like it would have a really big impact if his father were to do that. So yes, I hope that helps, that helps bring in some understanding around this. And yes, to answer your question, hypnosis can be used for that, just with, you know, positive suggestions and giving the subconscious mind new information to work with. So, and I feel like it would be around, the session would be around performance. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, that's it's such an important question for today's children in the school system, right? As far as a lot different than you and I growing up in the school system, with the amount of, you know, pressure that they have to go through and the social media and So it's a very important question. I'm just thinking, you were saying hypnotherapy to improve my golf game. So I'm like, well, maybe we need to do a session so I can improve my golf game. But we want to say thank you, Lucy, for a very important question for not only your son, but, you know, those listeners out there that have children that are in the teenage years that are struggling, may be sensitive, you know, how to perform, having a closer tie to both mom and dad in life, and just very important question. So thank you for that question.
Thank you for asking, Lucy. Thank you.
And with that, we're almost out of time, if you can believe it, Kim. So I just want to let people know, if you want to catch us, we're here every Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also catch me every Monday morning for Metaphysical Mocha Mondays at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a lot of fun getting ready to get out and do some spiritual hikes. And it's just been a fun show, and just, you know, that path to ascension, whatever you're, wherever you're going, follow it, be patient, trust, and know that it's a marathon, not a sprint on your spiritual journey.
Well, yes, I tell you what, Mark, the whole notion of trust, it's so easy to say that, you know, but it's the truth. That's what we need to do. But when you're on the path of ascension, it's, you'll be put in situations where you have no choice. So sometimes on this journey, choices are taken away from us. And that's just a part of it, but it's all good. And it's about love. So
all about love.
All about love. Have a beautiful rest of the week until next week.
All right, guys. Until our next soul adventure, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.